Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, we are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you for this wonderful day that you have made, and indeed we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for the preservation of our lives. We thank you for that miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for our going out. We thank you for our coming in. We thank you, Lord, for your daily provision, for your divine enablement. Thank you for a large cause. Thank you, Lord, for those glorious and wonderful plans that you have for us. Thank you, everlasting Father, Lord, for the demonstration of your power in all areas of our lives. We say glory be unto your name. We thank you for our homes, our marriages. Thank you for our means of livelihood. Thank you, Lord, that Jehovah God, you have been our sustainer, you have been our healer, you have been our helper. We bless you and we magnify you, Lord. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name we thank. We also want to thank you for all the previous broadcasts. We thank you for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. We thank you, everlasting God, for the word that have gone forth, that has healed, that has transformed, that has drawn us closer to you. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker. Everlasting Father, as we go into your word today, pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us, that indeed your word will heal, your word will deliver, your word will bring forth salvation of souls. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, I welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that as you listen today, the Almighty God will do something wonderful in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to share with us today what I titled, Don't Be Afraid. Don't be afraid. There's no need for you to be afraid because Jesus is with you, because Jesus is ready to deliver you from that storm of life. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, and I'm reading from verse 35 to 41. The Bible says, on that day when evening had come, he said to them, let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who then is this that even the wind obeys him? May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, that was the story of the disciples of Jesus Christ who were with him. The Bible said that Jesus left the crowd behind. So this passage, it relates to his disciples, not just anybody walking on the street, but those who are close to Jesus. They were close to Jesus, and they were in the same boat with Jesus, but there was a storm, and they were afraid. Brothers and sisters, Let us learn one or two things from this passage. Jesus told them, say, let us go across to the other side. Brothers and sisters, maybe you have tarried too long where you are. And Jesus is saying, I want to take you to a higher level. I want to take you to the other side. And that other side, brothers and sisters, it comes with a test of our faith. It comes with a test of our belief in the word of God. Brothers and sisters, there is no way one can make progress, one can go higher in life without having to face one test or the other. And these disciples, they faced that test on that fateful day. The Bible tells us that there was a great windstorm. A windstorm arose. This storm, every one of us will face one storm or the other. I don't know the storm you are facing right now. It may be marital storm. It may be financial storm. It may be spiritual storm. It may be storm in your career. It may be storm in terms of your health. And you are asking, just like the disciple asked Jesus, that, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? Do you not care that I am sick? Do you not care that my children are rebellious? Do you not care that my marriage is collapsing? Do you not care that my business is not going the way it ought to go? Do you not care that the ministry is not moving at the pace it's supposed to move? Maybe you have been asking Jesus that question. Brothers and sisters, this is a test of your faith. All you need to do is to hold on to the word of God, believe in him, trust in him. As we can see in this passage, Jesus was in the same boat with his disciples. He was in the same boat with them, and he was there with them. So Jesus is with you. He has stepped into your boat, and is ready to be with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Inasmuch as you have him by your side, he is ready to do it for you. That storm that you are afraid of, why should you be afraid of the storm? We have a mighty God. The book of Psalms, Psalm 89 verse 9 says that you rule the raging of the sea. When its wave rise, you still them. That is our God. He can still them. Also in the book of Psalms, Psalm 93 verse 4, he says, mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. The Lord is mightier than that situation, is mightier than that problem you are facing. So why don't you put your trust in him? Why don't you surrender it to him? Brothers and sisters, for the mere fact that you are a Christian, you should expect that there will be challenges, because our Christian journey is a warfare. The enemy will not be happy that you have embraced Christ. So you may face certain challenges. But no matter the challenges that you face, believe that the Lord is there to be with you. The Lord is there to keep you. No matter the situation, the Almighty God will deliver you. I pray that that situation you are going through, the Lord will make that storm to be still. The storm will be still. The Lord will grant you victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just trust in him. Just trust in him. You can see that when the disciples faced this problem, when they faced this problem, Jesus, the first thing he did was to tell the storm to be still. Jesus did not, first of all, start rebuking them that, oh, they didn't show faith. No, he didn't do that. But the first thing he did was to tell that storm to be still. And indeed, that storm will be still in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, I want you to know that you must take certain steps. You need to arise. You need to be ready to face that situation of your life, not by yourself, but in the strength of the Lord. And then another thing you need to know is that you should not allow fear to paralyze you. Do not allow fear to paralyze you. Fear is the enemy of faith. Fear is the enemy of faith. The more fear you have, the more faith disappears. May the Lord grant you the grace to overcome every manner of fear that may come your way in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will grant you that grace. You know what Jesus did was that he spoke to the storm. How much of the word of God do you have in your mouth? How much of the word of God can you pronounce? Brothers and sisters, the more we are able to have the word of God resting in us, the more the strength we have. So brothers and sisters, I want you to trust in this God. Do not allow fear to break you. Do not allow fear to destroy you. Because one thing about fear is that fear is magnetic. The book of Job, Job chapter 3, verse 25, says, "For the things that I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me." The things that I fear come upon me. Brothers and sisters, the more you fear, the more you attract that evil to yourself. The more you attract that storm to yourself, let your focus be upon Christ. Let your focus be upon him. And as you focus upon him, the Lord will grant you victory. You will be victorious in the name of Jesus. The Lord will not allow that storm to overcome you. The Lord will grant you victory over that storm of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we cross over, when we go to the other side, we must be ready that challenges will come. But God will grant you victory to overcome those challenges in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord we serve, he cares for you, is ready to give you victory, and indeed he will grant you that victory. The disciples called upon him on that day, and they were able to get their victory. And you too, you will get your victory. But you can see that the disciples, at the end of the day, they were asking, "What manner of man is this?" So it means that even though they were his disciples, they were with him, yet they do not know him. I pray that God will reveal himself unto you. You will come to full realization of who this God is. Because the more you know him, the more he can perform his wonders, his miracles in your life. And he will grant you that grace to know him the more in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How do you know this God? You need to study his word. You need to meditate on his word. You need to tell people about his word. You need to reflect about those things that God is doing in your life. And as you do so, the Lord will reveal himself more and more unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And brothers, maybe you are hearing me today. You don't even have any relationship with this God. You know this experience here. The crowd is sent them away. Are you part of the crowd? Brothers and sisters, you cannot afford to be part of the crowd. It's time for you to be in the same boat with Jesus. Because you can see Jesus was not with the crowd. So whatever the crowd experienced, Jesus was not there. So brothers and sisters, why don't you be in the same boat with our Lord Jesus Christ? And be rest assured that he will keep you. He will deliver you. He will save you. So I'm giving you the opportunity right now to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life." In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of these your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, I pray that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. He will deliver you from every storm of life. He will show himself strong on your behalf. He will never leave you, he will never forsake you. Whenever you call unto him, he will answer you. He will make way for you where there are no ways. Where you have been rejected, Jesus will cause you to be accepted. He will lift you up. He will take you to that next level in the mighty name of Jesus. He will cause your voice to matter. Wherever you go, you will be a blessing. You will not only be blessed, but you will be a blessing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The enemy will not be victorious over you. The enemy will not have the last laugh concerning you. Rather, you will have the last laugh concerning them in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.